The king salmon return to the Stikine River near Wrangell has played out as fishery managers expected this year. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's area management biologist Troy Tinas says the latest in-season forecast in mid-July put the Stikine king run at 26,000 fish. That's the same as the preseason forecast.
So not a great return of king salmon to the Stikine River, but I guess about what we expected it to be. So we always hope that you know, the forecasts are low, and we're going to get more fish than what we expect.
Directed king salmon fisheries for trollers and gillnetters can happen around the Stikine River in May and early June if the run is large enough. It wasn't this year, so fishing didn't get going until the middle of June for gillnetters. Tina says an estimated 20,000 kings are expected to make it back to the Stikine to spawn. That's well within the department's escapement goal. Kings are still showing up in catches around District 8, around Petersburg and Wrangell, although Tina says the bulk of those are hatchery fish returning to Crystal Lake near Petersburg and Anita Bay near Wrangell. Anita Bay has both kings and chum salmon returning at this time of year, but fishing's been slow there. As of mid-July, gillnetters had caught a total of 6,500 kings and about 3,800 Anita Bay chums. Returns have been better for sockeye salmon on the Stikine, although that hasn't necessarily meant larger catches. The latest in-season forecast puts that run at about 240,000 red salmon. Tina says that number's gone up since Fish and Game did a preseason forecast.
You know, all in all, sockeye, at least returning to the Stikine, is looking better. It's been kind of interesting, and this year in particular, because our catches out in the saltwater gillnet fisheries have not been a good indicator of what's returning to the Stikine, and so what we saw early on was pretty poor catch rates, and then you know we saw a lot of fish show up in the river, so we were just missing them, I guess.
Only 21 boats were fishing in District 8 in mid-July. More than twice that were gillnetting in District 6 around northeastern Prince of Wales Island and west of Wrangell. Those boats were catching a mix of all five salmon species.
District 6 is there's a lot more of the different salmon species coming through, and also a lot more stocks coming through, especially for sockeye. It's a very mixed stock fishery out there. So just catching Stikine fish and local island stock sockeye, and as well as a sockeye heading further down into southern southeast.
Helping the catches in District 6 is another strong run this year for Neck Lake Coho. That's a hatchery run of early summer coho salmon that returned to eastern Prince of Wales Island. The preseason forecast there was for 15,000 silvers, but the gillnet fishery had already harvested double that amount by mid-July. Gillnetters have seen some extended fishing periods in July, and Tina says the number of boats that gillnet fish around Petersburg and Wrangell has been down this summer.
Some of the extra time has been a result of the low effort. So, you know, it sounds like a few guys may trickle back down here this week, and you know, we'll see if we get increases in effort. But it's been very low in both districts and all year long.
Tinas thinks some boats have opted for better chum fishing in Lynn Canal, while other permit holders may be sitting out salmon fishing, opting instead for Dungeness crabbing. That fishery has enjoyed a strong catch and a high price this summer. As for gillnet prices, kings have been averaging around $3 a pound this year. Sockeye has fetched $1.75 a pound, coho $1.15, gillnet chum 60 cents a pound, and 20 cents a pound for pink salmon. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.